Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Ajamil delivered by the Vishnadutas, Text 35. So, ham, tata, yatishyami, yata, chitendriyani laha, yata, na, buddhya, atmanam, ande, tamasi, majjaye, soham tata yatishyami, yata chitendriyani laha, yata nabuya atmanam, ande tamasi majjaye, soham tata yatishyami, yata chitendriyani laha, yata nabuya atmanam, ande tamasi majjaye, soham tata yatishyami, yata chitendriyani laha, yata nabuya atmanam, ande tamasi majjaye. Saham tataya tishyami. Achitin riyamila. Vaishnavis. Saham, such a person, aham, I, tata, in that way. Itishyami, I shall endeavor. Yata chitta indriya, controlling the mind and senses. Anila, and the internal airs. Yata, so that. Na, not. Bhuyaha, again. Atmanam, my soul. Ande, in darkness. Tamasi, in ignorance. Majjaye, I drown. Translation, please repeat. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Purport. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Every one of us should have this determination. We have been elevated to an exalted position by the mercy of Krishna and the spiritual master. And if we remember that this is a great opportunity and pray to Krishna that we will not fall again, our lives will be successful. Om Jnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasudhi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. So the verse again. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagivan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beej. So that means a fortunate soul who is wandering throughout the many universes somehow or other comes in contact with Guru and Krishna, and by their mercy gets the seed of devotional service. So that's a very fortunate thing to happen to a conditioned soul. You know, there are so many millions of universes that the soul is wandering through. And why is that? Originally, everyone is, by nature, by constitutional position, a servant of Krishna. But Krishna bara mukahana bhogavanchakare nikatashta mayatare japati adare. This means Krishna bahir mukha means to turn the face away from Krishna. Just like, you know, we may have our face turns toward Krishna, but if we turn the face away from Krishna, that's Krishna bahir mukha. So when we turn away from Krishna, then maya is there to capture our attention and put us into material bodies so that we can act out our desires to enjoy separately from Krishna. And there are 8,400,000 species. There are millions of universes. There are millions of planets. So the conditioned soul is rotating through all these bodies, through all these different planets, through all these different universes. In the cycle of birth and death, samsara, janma mrityu jara vyadi dukkha dosha anadarshanam, an intelligent person will see that's not a good position to be in. So what is the hope for getting out of that situation if one is fortunate, even though one has come to the material world to forget Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna's representative, the bona fide spiritual master, and the mercy of Krishna himself, one gets the seed of devotional service, the bhakti lata bij. So that's like winning the lottery or something like that. It's not even like even winning the lottery, because to win the lottery you have to make the endeavor to go buy a ticket with the hope of getting it. So it's sort of expected, you know, that you, but this mercy comes to us without any endeavor on our part or qualification. And to win the lottery, at least you have to pay something. You have to make some endeavor. You have to pay something to get a ticket. But this is something that comes to us simply because we are fortunate. Maybe there's some agyata sukriti, some pious activity that we performed in some previous life. But it's actually the mercy of Krishna that is responsible for this. Krishna is seated within the heart of everyone as the Chaita Guru, and he appears externally in the form of the various spiritual masters, Diksha Gurus, Shiksha Gurus. So, Guru Krishna Prasadi Pai Bhakti Lata Bij, that means we get a seed, the seed of devotional service. So that seed of devotional service can grow to the point where it produces the actual fruit of devotional service. But in order to get that fruit, the seed has to be properly cultivated. And that means the seed has to be watered. It's stated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that one has to water this seed with the chanting, the constant chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. And when this seed begins to grow, it has to be protected from various animals that will try to uproot it. It's like if you're, you know, I know devotees, you know, who live on farm communities or who have gardens and things like that, like up at Sharanagati Farm or in Vrindavan, New Vrindavan, or, you know, devotees who have gardens and things like that in sort of forest areas. And they have to be very careful because they're animals. They're deer that will come and eat the creepers that they've planted, or there are moles that burrow under the ground and will eat them. There are different types of animals and pests that will destroy the creeper. So it has to be protected in various ways. And that protection is the association of devotees and the regulative principles of devotional service. So by those activities, you know, by regularly associating with devotees, by practicing the sadhana, which includes things that are positive and negative. There are things that we should do, like regularly chant our rounds and come to the temple programs. There are things that we shouldn't do, like we shouldn't engage in, as we vow at the time of initiation, we should not engage in illicit sex, gambling, intoxication, or meat eating. So these principles are there, and as we see, it's not that everyone who takes up this practice remains in the practice. So this prayer is very useful. I am such a simple person, but since I have gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses, and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again into the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. So the darkness is there, material life is there. So the choice is always there. It's not that because somehow or other we have come into the association of devotees and are now attempting to practice the rules and regulations that it's guaranteed that we're going to remain in that position. Maya is always testing and we always have free will. So it's a very nice prayer. You know, people like to make New Year's resolutions, so this is a good one here. You have to pray like this. Today is the appearance day of Lochan Das Thakur, so I thought I would say a few words about him. He was an associate of Lord Chaitanya and his followers. Of course, he was somewhat younger than Lord Chaitanya and the older devotees. But somehow he got their association and he took initiation from Narahari Sarkar. And he wrote a lot of songs. And Srila Prabhupada said that these songs of Lochan Das Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, and other followers of Lord Chaitanya are as good as Shastra because they embody the Shastric conclusions. And he wrote a lot of songs about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. One song he wrote was Parama Karana Pahun Dvijana Nitai Gora Chand, which it's a song about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And I was present in Atlanta in 1975 when Srila Prabhupada taught the devotees for the first time how to sing this song. And it was interesting how he taught the devotees to chant this song by Lochan Das Thakur because it had an unfamiliar beat to it. He had an unfamiliar beat because most of the songs that the devotees knew were, the 1-2-3 beat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But this one was Paramakaruna Pahundvijana Nittai Gora Chanda. So Srila Prabhupada was trying to teach the devotees to sing it. It was in a temple room in Atlanta. It was a big festival there. There were hundreds of devotees. So Srila Prabhupada was sitting on the Vyasasan with his mridanga, and he was trying to get the devotees to sing it, but they were with their kartals, they were going. So it was very frustrating for him. But then Srila Prabhupada was so intelligent, he realized that he was being recorded. Because whenever he would give a class, it would be recorded. So he had everybody stop, and he told them just to be quiet. And he sang the song and played the drum part. And he told them no kartals, like that. And then he had the devotees rewind the tape and play back Srila Prabhupada singing the song and playing the mridanga. But this time Srila Prabhupada, took the kartals, and played them properly. So it's interesting. But And the point is that Srila Prabhupada introduced into our society that song sung by Lochan Das Thakur. And Lochan Das Thakur, he also wrote, you know, biography of Lord Chaitanya called Chaitanya Mangala. And there's one famous phrase in this book, Morasenapati Bhakta. So this means, this has to do with one time Lord Chaitanya was speaking about his preaching mission. And he was saying, even if some of these conditioned souls, they just run completely into material life, if they go to some foreign countries, Mora Senapati Bhakta, my devotee commanding general, will track them down and find them and convert them. So we take that as a prediction of Srila Prabhupada's appearance. And yeah, when I read that, you know, it's quoted in the Veda base. You know, there's some, thinking of Vyasa Puja offering that one of the GBCs wrote. You know, he was quoting this passage from the Chaitanya Mangala of Lochan Das Thakur. You know, how Srila Prabhupada is the Senapati Bhakta, you know, the commander in chief of the Sankirtan army. So I was thinking about that statement of Lord Chaitanya. I could imagine myself, all right, maybe in some past life, being in India, and then just thinking, I just want out. Let me take my next birth in a place where nobody knows about Krishna, where the sinful activities are the rule, not the exception. But even if you pray like that, Lord Chaitanya's devotees are going to track you down. You know, you may go to a place where there's no Krishna, where the regulative principles, there's no regulative principles, the sinful activities are the norm. But still, even in this position, you know, a great devotee of Lord Chaitanya like Srila Prabhupada will come and track you down, bring you back, or at least give you the opportunity to come back. And that's the significance of this verse, you know, that we're reading today. I am such a sinful person, but since I have now gotten this opportunity, I must completely control my mind, life, and senses and always engage in devotional service so that I may not fall again at the deep darkness and ignorance of material life. At least that should be our attitude. It shouldn't be that we feel like we've been captured and we're like prisoners and somehow or other we have to escape and get back to the darkness and ignorance of material life. I think that's the place where we really belong. We should be thinking like this. So does anybody have any comments, questions? Srila Prabhupada ki jai.